Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on being dead to sin and alive to God was recorded at our 2018 Atlanta Gospel Truth Conference. And now, here's Andrew.
I'm saying you live holy as a byproduct of relationship with God. It's a huge, huge difference. It's a huge difference. Man, that's awesome. So the reason we don't live in sin is because you are dead to sin. And if you ever got a glimpse of what Jesus set you free and how pure and how holy you are in your spirit, it would change your actions. It would change your emotions. It would change the way you react to things. But again, most people don't know what they have. Keep your finger there. I'm going to come back, but look over in Philemon. Chapter 1, Paul was praying a prayer for Philemon, and he said in verse 6 that he's praying that the communication of your faith would become effectual. That means it would begin to work by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. The way your faith begins to work is by acknowledging what's good in you. Most Christians think the way that their faith works better is by realizing how bad they are, and they just constantly try, oh God, help me to get over this. God, help me not to do this. And if I could just overcome this and overcome this, then I could be good. No, it's you finding out the good things that God has already done, how you've already been changed. And if you ever got an image of yourself in Christ Jesus, holy and pure, you would live holier accidentally than you ever have on purpose before. It would be a byproduct. It would be the result of understanding what Jesus has done. That's awesome. You know, I go over to people's house, and I remember this one time I was at somebody's house, and a dog that they had in the house came up, stuck its nose someplace that nobody should be touching. And then this dog wet on the carpet. And the people were just so, oh, I'm so embarrassed. I can't believe that they did that. We taught this dog to do differently, and they just apologized. They think that that dog is a member of the family or something. And you know how I just said, look, that's the dog in them coming out. You can train a dog and you can get it to where it always goes in a certain place and it doesn't act certain ways. But I guarantee you the nature of that dog is to act like a dog. And if you aren't there to watch it and discipline it and do things, you leave that dog by himself for a long time and I guarantee you he'll go to acting like a dog because that's his nature. And see, Christians are trying to change, and we're trying to get this person to start living like a Christian, but they don't know who they are. They don't know that their nature has changed. They think that they're an old sinner saved by grace. And so they try and live holy, but after a while they say, well, after all, I'm just an old sinner saved by grace. And so they go back to living in sin because they see that's who they are. But if you could ever get a picture that you are dead to sin, that is not you anymore, you would quit living that way. If you understood that your spirit man cannot be depressed, it cannot be discouraged. It's impossible. You are identical to Jesus in your spirit. It says over in 1 Peter chapter 4, it says, arm yourselves likewise with this same mind, because he that is dead is ceased from sin. No longer to live in the motions of sin. I misquoted that some. Hopefully they'll put it up there. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 1. But anyway, it's not talking about that you overcome sin. This is talking about reckon yourself to be dead like Jesus was dead. Have you got that up there? It says, for as much as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind. The same mind is what? The same mind that Jesus has. For he that has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin. Some people will interpret that, well, see, you got to suffer and then you'll quit sinning. No, this is talking about Jesus suffered in the flesh. He has ceased from sin. And right here in Romans chapter 6, again, I'd have to get ahead of myself, but down in verse 11 and 12, like in the same way that Jesus died unto sin one time, you die unto sin once. Now you reckon yourself dead. You just see yourself dead. And when you get that same mind and you see yourself dead to sin, you'll quit letting sin have dominion over you. Let me go down to verse 14, Romans 6, 14. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace. Once you understand what has happened to you through the new birth and who you are dead to sin. You are dead to fear. You're dead to failure. You're dead to defeat. Your spirit can't do those things. And I know that there's a lot of people listening tonight who say, but man, I have those things in my life, and you are somehow or another feeling that I'm condemning you. It's just like I was reading during the offering. I'm saying this because I love you. Jesus loved this man and told him to go sell everything he had. I'm telling you the truth, not to condemn you, but because I love you and want you to know that you're already free. Everything you're trying to get from God, you've already got it. It's in the Spirit. This is the basis behind my whole teaching entitled, You've Already Got It. People are trying to get God to heal them. Oh God, stretch forth your hand and heal me. The Bible says, 1 Peter 2:24, by His stripes you were healed. It's already been done. And they go look in the mirror and they can still see the problem, or they can feel the pain and they say, you know, here's my doctor's report. I'm not healed yet. All the doctor can do is check your physical body. He can't check what's in your spirit. In your spirit, you got the same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 18, 19. You've already got that power on the inside of you. You're already healed. Now, we don't need to leave it in the spirit. You need to learn how to get it out. And I could teach on that for a long time. But the first step, you've got to acknowledge the good things that are in you in Christ Jesus. That's how your faith becomes effectual. You need to quit thinking that, oh God, your power's out there. And if somehow or another we could get the anointing of God, our prayers up to heaven and past the demons that are blocking our prayers. That's Old Testament. Daniel chapter 10, but in the New Testament. I've had people before quote Isaiah chapter 64. I believe it's verse 6 or verse 4. It says, rend the heavens and come down. And I've heard people pray, oh God, just rend the heavens and come down. What's wrong with that is Jesus rent the heavens and came down. And He never leaves us nor forsakes us. And for you to act like an Old Testament person and say, oh God, I know You can heal. Would You just come and heal this person? You're going to die praying that way. God's already in you and He's already put this power on the inside, and you don't need to ask God to heal you. You need to find out that I've got the same power on the inside of me that raised Jesus from the dead. And you stand up and you go to resisting the devil. Command things to leave you. And there's people say, I would never do that. Why? You feel arrogant. You feel that somehow or another you're promoting yourself. I'm not promoting my flesh. I'm not promoting my natural mind, but in my spirit, I'm identical to the Lord Jesus. As Jesus is, so am I. And if I've got that power, it is voice activated. Proverbs 18:21, death and life are in the power of the tongue. So I've got power in my tongue. Instead of saying, oh God, I am nothing, I have nothing, I can do nothing, but would You please move? You're going to die. What you got to do is say, Father, thank You that in my flesh, I may be nothing, but in the Spirit, I am awesome. I've got the same power that raised Christ from the dead, and so now I use my words. Death and life are in the power of my tongue. Body, you respond. You be healed right now. It says in Mark chapter 11, verse 23, Jesus said, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, but shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that whatsoever things he saith, how's that go again? But shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he saith. It says you have to talk to your mountain. Don't talk to God about your mountain. Talk to your mountain. This is implying that God gave you power and authority. And if you say, oh God, I am nothing, I have nothing, would you do something? You aren't talking to your mountain. You're talking to God and asking God for help as if he hadn't done anything. See, again, you don't know who you are. You are dead to failure. You are dead to all of this stuff. You are alive unto God now, and you have the same power that raised Christ from the dead, and you've got to find out who you are and start living out of your spirit instead of out of your flesh. Romans chapter 8, verse 6 says, to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. What is carnally minded? Again, that word carnal is just talking about flesh. To be minded that, oh God, I'm just an old sinner saved by grace. Oh God, I am nothing. I can do nothing. Would you please move? That's death. And it doesn't matter if your flesh is better than my flesh. You could have USDA choice flesh and still be. You're in the flesh. If you're in the flesh, you can't please God. You got to quit being in the flesh. What's in the spirit? John chapter 6, verse 63 says, it's the spirit that quickens, the flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. God's word is spirit. If you want to see what your flesh is like, if you want to see if your hair's combed, you have to go look in a mirror. You can't tell by how it feels. Amen. But if you want to see what your spirit's like, you can't go by anything. You have to look in the Word of God. It says in James chapter 1 that you look into the perfect law of liberty. This is like a mirror. You know, if I want to see if my hair is combed, I have to look in a mirror. I can't go by how I feel. If I want to see what my spirit's like, I hold this Word up. And what am I like? Man, as Jesus is, so am I. I've got the same power that raised Christ from the dead. The same works that Jesus did, I will do also, and even greater works than these. And that's what the Spirit says. And somebody says, but I don't feel it. Well, you carnal thing. See, you're still in the carnal realm because you're going by how you feel. But I feel sadness and defeat. That's what I feel. Well, then your feelings are wrong. I'm telling you in the Spirit, it doesn't matter whether you feel it or not. You just need to pull your thumb out of your mouth and grow up.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on Dead to Sin, Alive to God. This series was recorded at our 2018 Atlanta Gospel Truth Conference and includes three sessions taught by Greg Fritz. It's available on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM300 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The first CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the first CD when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. Also, be sure to check out the TV broadcast link to find out about the Gospel Truth TV program in your area.
I'd like to encourage you to check out our Charis Bible College. This is just one of the things that God has led me to do that is bearing more fruit than probably anything else that I've ever done. We're seeing people's lives changed miraculously. And we not only have the one campus in Colorado, but we have now about 75 campuses around the world. We also have distance learning where you can take it either by correspondence, totally at a self-paced time, or you can join a class and do it online and be part of a class, and you have to go through and interact with the other classmates. We've got a number of ways for you to take advantage of it, but I promise you it'll change your life. Check it out at charisbiblecollege.org.